A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Beth Miller was just a young Southern belle who always played by the rules. Until she fell for a handsome, aspiring fireman.
I love Adam so much.
I had never met anybody in my life that I connected with the way that I did with him.
I've never seen Beth so happy. She was crazy about him.
But no one saw the inferno growing inside him.
If we had known, we could have tried to stop him.
And before Beth knew it, her true love would lead her down a destructive path when he did the unimaginable.
I was shocked. We didn't know where he would stop.
I remember thinking that's as bad as it could get. I didn't imagine that it could be so much worse.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. Like a good Christian, 18-year-old Beth Miller always tried to follow the rules in her conservative home in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I was raised in church, and I loved learning about the Bible, but my family was very strict. I wasn't allowed to go to dances or parties or anything like that, so I never had any boyfriends.
So in the winter of 2006, when her friends told her about a phone dating service, Beth was curious.
It was like a phone chat line. You would hear a little profile about the person, hear things that they like. I didn't know what I wanted, but I think I was really hoping to find love.
And when Beth connected with the profile of 21-year-old Adam Carrier, she was immediately intrigued.
We both had a passion for music, and that's something that really drew me to him. So we gave each other our phone numbers.
Before she knew it, the two were talking regularly, and Beth was thrilled to learn they had a ton in common.
He told me that his family was very religious, and they had a lot of the same morals and standards that my family did. It was very nice to be able to connect with somebody that kind of understood where I was coming from.
After several weeks of nonstop phone chatter, Beth and Adam were itching to meet in person and set a date for January 15th, 2007.
As soon as I met Adam, all of my butterflies completely disappeared. I don't know if it was love at first sight, but I do think there was a very strong attraction.
The first time we ever met Adam, he seemed likable enough, but it was too soon to tell. I did not want her to rush things, but you can't tell Beth what to do.
We drove to a park and spent some time there and just got to know each other. We really liked each other in person. We just had that connection.
Adam and Beth's date soon became a regular routine. But when her parents cautioned her to take it slow, Beth, a typical teen, decided to do the opposite.
I spent a lot of time in his apartment, so we decided to move in together pretty quickly. I was in that rebellious stage where I really didn't care what they thought because I loved him and I wanted to be with Adam.
As the two settled in together, Adam worked some short-term jobs to keep them afloat.
I didn't have a driver's license, but Adam was working steady and we were able to make ends meet.
However, Adam revealed that he had loftier career aspirations.
He really loved firefighters. When Adam talked about firefighting, he would be very excited. You could see it in his face that he just loved the whole idea of it.
Beth was proud of her boyfriend and excited about their future. They even got a dog to round out their new family.
I loved having a dog. I would help him take care of it. We enjoyed going for walks and just playing together.
So Beth was surprised one day in April when Adam wanted to walk the dog alone.
I asked him if I could go with him. But he said he wanted to spend some time alone and just get some fresh air. So we argued about it for a few minutes, but I let him go.
Beth's irritation quickly turned to concern when Adam returned hours later.
He said, "Hey, there's a fire across the street. Come look at this. You can see the smoke from here." When we got to this fire, he was very excited.
Beth was surprised as Adam jumped out of the car and tried to help the firefighters.
I just didn't understand why he was so passionate about it, but I really thought that he genuinely wanted to help other people.
But helping others was the last thing on Adam's mind. He had something much more sinister planned.
He was hiding this other side of him.
No one had any idea what Adam was doing.
It was a shock. I didn't think he would ever take it that far.
In the spring of 2007, Beth Miller was playing house with her new boyfriend, Adam Carrier.
I loved living with Adam. I had never met anybody in my life that I connected with the way that I did with him.
While life in the love nest was peaceful, Beth couldn't ignore her parents' disdain.
Beth was raised in a Christian home, but in our way of thinking, living together outside the bonds of marriage is a sin against God.
So to us, the only option was to get married. I didn't feel like I would ever find anyone else like him.
So after 5 months together, Beth couldn't have been happier as she walked down the aisle toward her true love.
We got married at the church that I grew up in, and my mother made my wedding dress. You could just really see that Adam was happy.
I was very shocked that she was getting married because it was sudden. But they definitely looked very, very happy and just excited.
But just a few months after the wedding, Beth was learning that real marriages had their challenges.
Adam had trouble keeping a job, and we weren't able to pay the bills or make ends meet. And it was very stressful, and it made it hard for us to get along.
Although there was one job that still excited Adam.
He never lost the dream of wanting to be a firefighter. If we were driving down the road and he would see a fire truck, he would just stop whatever we were doing and turn around and follow it.
With Beth's encouragement, Adam decided to apply at a local volunteer fire department. But when he learned about the extensive testing the job required, his enthusiasm waned.
Adam had a lot of trouble when he was in school, and I think maybe he was nervous. He didn't think that he would pass.
Still, the couple's main priority was paid employment in any form. So in the spring of 2008, Beth was relieved when Adam said he'd found a job at a farm equipment store.
I decided to surprise him, so I called my mother up and asked her to bring me by his work so that I could bring him some lunch. And I went inside and I asked for Adam. A manager came out and they told me he didn't work there and said that no one had even applied there by that name. I was very embarrassed. My first thought automatically was he was doing something he shouldn't be doing. I thought maybe he was cheating.
That evening, Beth confronted Adam.
He came home like it was a regular work day.
Where were you today?
I must have been at lunch. I don't know.
I let him know that I knew he hadn't been at work.
You
We're not there.
I think your work is way out of proportion.
He implied that he had just lost the job, so I let the subject go. I felt like, based on the way we were raised, we should be doing everything that we can to make our marriage work.
So for the next year, Beth kept her head down as Adam continued to work odd jobs.
Something would happen and he would quit or he would get fired. Every time he blamed it on someone else, nothing was ever his fault.
And in April 2009, Beth couldn't take it anymore. With only one car between them and no driver's license, she landed the only job she could within walking distance.
I was just waiting tables in a pizza place, but it was a lot better financially, and we were able to take care of ourselves better.
Beth hoped their marriage would soon get back on track. But that hope would be short-lived when Beth discovered a fiery side to her husband that she never saw coming.
It never entered my mind that he could be capable of doing that.
Adam was like two different people.
I never dreamed that Adam could be capable of this kind of violence.
In the spring of 2009, Beth Carrier was working hard to repair her marriage after catching her husband in a lie.
Knowing that he lied to me about something important, like a job, that made me question everything else. It made me wonder if he had lied to me about other more important things.
To avoid fighting, Beth threw herself into her new job. But one day that summer, she noticed her husband was blowing off steam in an entirely different way.
Adam liked to burn things in a barrel. He wasn't like setting a fire on the ground or anything like that. They were always contained. He would just burn trash or leaves, anything that he could find.
It seemed that the only thing that hadn't changed about Adam was his desire to become a firefighter.
He bought a police scanner and he would just listen to it so that he would know when there were fires. I felt like it was just a toy. And if he had this passion, then he should be doing anything that he could to achieve that dream. But he wasn't really trying to pursue it.
Despite the trust she was losing in him, Beth wasn't prepared to call it quits just yet. Until one night in September of 2009, when everything changed.
I wasn't happy with things that he was doing in his life. I was trying to talk to him and he didn't want to listen to me, and that made me angry. I had a drink in my hand and I threw the drink down on the ground and he became extremely enraged. And I was very afraid. I knew then that I had to do whatever I could to get his hands off of me. So I dug my fingernails into his arm, and the second he let go, I ran and grabbed the phone to call 911. He grabbed a knife and cut the cord on the phone. Part of me believed that he didn't want to hurt me, but at the same time, I was terrified.
Suddenly, Adam took off.
I walked over to my parents' house. They knew right away that something was wrong. My mom proceeded to call the police, and they came and filed a report. It was overwhelming because I didn't think that things would ever escalate this far.
Luckily, Beth's physical injuries were minor, except for her broken heart.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I had felt like I was tired of trying. I knew that by this time, I had done everything that I could in this relationship, that I had kept my vows, I had stayed faithful, I had done everything that I could, and I just couldn't make it work.
After 2 years of marriage, Beth decided not to press charges for the attack, but instead planned to file for divorce.
We spoke on the phone a few times, and he apologized, but I knew that filing for a divorce was the right thing to do.
When Beth realized her marriage was ending, she was very sad. I definitely tried, it just didn't work out. He wasn't her Prince Charming.
Over the next year, Beth tried to put her life with Adam behind her, even getting her driver's license and buying her first car. But in January of 2010, Adam found a way to creep back in.
I was at work, and one of my friends texted me, and she had been watching the news and saw his name. She sent me a link to the news channel's page.
Beth casually clicked on the link, and what she saw next would send her mind reeling. In January 2010, Beth Carrier was blindsided when she read a news article her friend texted her and saw her former husband, Adam, pictured in a mugshot.
I read it and found out that he had been arrested for arson. I was completely surprised. It was just very overwhelming, and my mind was scattered.
Beth had no idea that just 2 weeks before, Adam had joined the West Feliciana Volunteer Fire Department as a probationary firefighter. And on January 15th, 2010, the fire department was called to extinguish two suspicious fires at abandoned buildings.
Both residences did not have running electricity to them, so somebody lit that fire. There was really no ignition source for a fire to start. They knew it was an arson.
And fire investigators had begun looking into a suspect, their new hire.
Adam was seen that night driving the fire truck prior to the fires being called in, almost pacing up and down the road in a fire truck like he was waiting for something. So that raised some eyebrows.
Though investigators didn't find anything in Adam's record, they uncovered more evidence that pointed right to him and brought the young fireman in for questioning.
We matched Adam's boots to the footprints that were found outside one of the buildings. His tire tracks matched the tire tracks found at the second residence. I think all this stacked together made Adam realize that he was in a no-way-out situation. That's when Adam confessed to setting the fires.
Adam admitted starting a fire at the first location and waiting for the call to come in.
I got into the fire truck, and I went to the abandoned bar, and I looked through the windows, and I lit them on fire.
When the call didn't come in initially, he thought the fire just did not start, so he went to a second location. found an abandoned house that he lit on fire.
But when the call finally came in for the first fire, Adam responded to the second.
This raised some suspicion on what was going on because nobody else had any knowledge of the fire being over there.
Adam told investigators he set the fires in order to bring attention to hardworking volunteer firefighters.
It just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not only are you damaging someone's property, but you're also putting your other firefighters at risk.
Suddenly, Adam mentioned a few other fires.
It really got the interest of the fire marshal's investigator, and it made us question how long had he been doing this.
Adam ultimately confessed to setting 8 additional fires in the surrounding areas over the last 3 years.
I was shocked to learn that one of our volunteer firefighters was a serial arsonist. A serial arsonist could have any one of a few motives. Maybe it's to cover up a crime, maybe it's for insurance, or they just like to watch things burn and like the power it gives them. I believe he had some self-esteem issues. He needed the pat on the back. You know, they refer to the hero complex. Nobody knows they start the fire, but everybody will know that they're the ones that put it out and save the day.
The next day, the fire chief contacted Beth, and she was floored to learn Adam had been setting fires during their entire marriage.
That's when I realized that all of these fires that he took me to, he set. The day that he took the dog for a walk and wouldn't let me come, he was so excited when he wanted to show me this fire. Now I realize that he was bragging.
On January 28, 2010, Adam Carrier was charged with 10 counts of arson. Though no one had been injured, Adam caused over $300,000 in damages, and all signs seemed to point towards an escalation.
I think if Adam would have been able to continue, there's really no telling how it would have ended up. It may have resulted in injury for someone in a home or a firefighter.
On April 28, 2011, Adam Carrier accepted a plea deal, copping to just 2 of the 10 fires, both in West Feliciana. He was sentenced to 11 years in prison.
I think Adam is wounded and he's damaged, but I know that at some time he had good intentions. He just got lost.
Today, Beth's journey into adulthood is complete.
I still work for the same company. I've moved up and into a management position, so I feel like I've achieved a lot more on my own than I ever could have achieved with Adam.
Beth definitely changed because of this experience. She's more independent. She has her life together now.
I'm at a place in my life where I'm comfortable being alone. And if I don't find someone else that I trust and I love, I'll be okay because I can take care of myself now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.